Welcome to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank that brings you market views and insights on the go.
Welcome to Cut to the Chase. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of March. I'm Daniel Lam, your host for the podcast. This week is a blockbuster week, packed with major central bank meetings. The key focus will be how these central banks view the respective inflation data and how they may adjust the policies accordingly. Now, gold is one of the most important inflation hedging instruments. In the podcast last Monday, we noted a sharp rise since the start of March, but the drop in real yields could only explain half of the actual move since the beginning of the month. Now, unlike previous rallies that set fresh all-time highs for gold, this recent move was not accompanied by new catalysts or risk events such as COVID or the regional U.S. banking crisis. The latest Commitment of Traders report showed a large jump in managed money positioning. Now, these funds were previously running a low exposure to gold futures. However, net positioning is still below previous peaks. So the only explanation of the strength is caused really by the fiscal market. So while gold is likely to be vulnerable to corrections, the fiscal market appears to limit the downside risk. So this echoes what we are seeing in terms of technicals. Gold is very much in the positive MACD territory, even though it is showing a bearish crossover within the bullish zone. So gold is vulnerable to short-term pullback, but the pullback may be limited in magnitude. Now, elevated prices could dampen central bank and fiscal demand over the short term. So gold may well pull back to just under the 2100 mark, but it may consolidate there before picking up further momentum on the upside. Now, the volatility associated with the central bank announcement could well provide opportunities for investors in gold. So gold may experience more impetus for upside once rate cuts materialize. Now, absence of fundamental drivers fueling the rally, the market might view gold prices as a flight to safety signal amid record US equities and higher rates. So, i.e. pricing in elevated uncertainties given heightened geopolitical and political risk. That is all from me for today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please don't forget to rate and like it. Thanks for listening, and we wish you a happy day ahead.
Thank you for listening to Standard Chartered Money Insights, a podcast series by Standard Chartered Bank. For more details, visit Market Views on the Go on our website or click the link in the description.